And this is Antya Lila. We hear about the pastimes of Nityananda in two chapters. And the pastimes in Gadadhar's garden. Gadadhar, Mahapuru Gadadhara Milan, Bagicha Milan. And we'll hear about Mahapuru's Jalkeli Lila in Narendra Sarovara. Mahapuru's Jalkeli Lila Narendra Sarovara. Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Jai. Jagannath Swami Ki Jai. Sri Ketra Dhamma Ki Jai. Viraha Kshetra Ki Jai. We'll hear about the Advaita Prabhu Mahima and the Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi Vrishabhana Maharaj Mahima. Jaya Jaya Sri Gora Sundar Sarva Guru. Jaya Jaya Bhakta Jana Vancha Kalpataru. All glories to Sri Gora Sundar, the spiritual master of everyone. All glories to the Supreme Lord, who like a desire tree fulfills the desires of his devotees. Bhakta Jana Vancha Kalpataru. Bhakta Jan, that's all of us, or at least we're aspiring to be Bhakta Jans. People of devotion, people of love. Bhaktajan means love people. Bhaktajan. Jaya Jaya Bhaktajan. All glories to the loving people, to the love people. Vancha Kalpataru. For those loving people, those loving devotees, Gora Sundar, he's the Sarva Guru. He's their guru. Everyone's guru, Sarva Guru. And he's a Vancha, he's a Kalpataru. Sarva Guru Kalpataru. Because Guru is Kalpataru. He fulfills the innermost heart wishes of every jiva. Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo. Vancha Kalpataru. Gauranga is a Kalpataru. Guru is a Kalpataru. Therefore we worship Guru and Gauranga. Guru and Gauranga Jayate. Sri Guru Gauranga Jayate. Jaya Jaya Nyasi Mani, Sri Vaikuntha Nath, Jiva Pratikara Prabhu, Shubha Drishti Pat. All glories to the best of sannyasis, the Lord of Vaikuntha. O Lord, please glance mercifully on the living entities. Shubha Drishti Pat, Shubha Drishti, your auspicious glance. Bhakta Goshti Sahite Goranga Jaya Jai Jaya Jai Shri Karuna Sindhu Dayamai Sheshakanda Kata Bhai Shunekaman Shri Gora Sundara Vihari Lena Jemon Kattadine Taki Prabhu Advaitara Gare Aila Kumara Hatta Shivasa Mandire Krishna Dhyana Nande Vasi Achena Shivas Achambite Dhyana Fal Sarmukhe Prakash. All glories to Gauranga, along with his devotees, Bhakta Goshti Sahate. All glories to the ocean of mercy who is full of compassion, Sri Karuna Sindhu. Sri Karuna Sindhu, Karuna Mai Radha, Dayamoy. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Koramore, Toma Bina Kedayalu, Jagat Samsare. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Koramore, Toma Bina Kedayalu, Jagat Samsare. Oh, brothers! Shuno, hear with attention the topics of Antyakanda Part 2, wherein the pastimes of Sri Gaurasundar are described. Gaurasundar Vihar. After staying a few more days in Shantipur at the home of Advaita, Gauranga then left and went to Kumarahatta in the province of Halisahara to visit the ancestral home of Srivas Pandit in East Bengal. Srivas was sitting in meditation on Krishna when he suddenly saw the object of his meditation standing right in front of him. Krishna Dhyananande Vasi Achena Shivas. Samuke Prakash. Right in front of his face. Prakash. Mukh Prakash. Krishna Dhyananande Vasi. He was absorbed in residing with a blissful meditation on Krishna. Narada Muni is always meditating on Narayan. Narayana, 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 Narayana. Narada Muni ki jai. Anija prananatta deki shivasa pandit. Dandavata haya padila prithivita. Sri charna vakshekari panditakur. Ucheswari dirgashwase kandena prachur. Goranga sundara shiva sere karikole. Sinchile nangatana premananda jale. Sukriti shivasa goshti chaitanya prasad. Sabe prabhu deki urda bhav kare khanda. Shivas Pandit Thakur sighed deeply and cried loudly as he held the lotus feet of the Lord to his chest. Sri Charna Vakshe Kari Pandit Thakur. Gaurasundar then embraced Srivas and soaked his body with ecstatic tears of love. Angatana Premananda Jal. By the mercy of Gauranga, everyone in the house of Srivas was most pious, Sukriti Jana. They all raised their arms and cried on seeing their Lord, Urda Bahukari Kande. Vaikunta Nayaka Grihe Paya Shivas Hina Nahi Jananena Kijanmila Ulas. Shivas knew his happiness was unbounded as he received the Lord of Vaikunta in his house. And how did he receive the Lord? What did he do to receive this most honorable guest in his humble home in Kumarahatta? Apane mataya kari uttama asana, dilena vasila tati kamala lochana. He brought a uttamasana, a very, very fine seat, carried it on his head, and then offered it to the lotus feet of the Lord, who sat down on it. Chaturdike vasilena parishadagana, sabegayana krishna nama anukshana. All of Gauranga's associates sat around him and continually chanted the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Jaya Jaya Kali Grihe Pati Vraktagan Hailanandamaya Shiva Sabhavan. The chaste ladies of the house vibrated auspicious sounds, and Shiva's entire house became filled with bliss. Prabhu Ailena Macha Pandit Teragar Vartapai Aila Charya Purandar Tahane Dekhiya Prabhu Pita Karibale Premaveshe Matatane Karilena Kole. When Acharya Purandara heard that the Lord had arrived in Shiva's house, he immediately came there. When Gauranga saw Acharya Purandara, who was older than he said, Pita, Pita. He addressed him as father. Then in ecstatic love, Gauranga embraced his father, who he considered his father, Acharya Purandara. Parama Sukriti se Acharya Purandara, Prabhu teki kande ati haya sambar. Acharya Purandara was most fortunate. He began to cry uncontrollably on seeing Lord Gauranga. These are all the devotees of Kumarahatta, the Kumarahatta Vaishnavas. Kumarahatta Nityaparishad Zaki Jai. Vasudeva Datta Ailena Sekshane Shivananda Senadi Aptavarga Sane. Vasudev Datta and other associates headed by Shivananda Sen came there. Prabhura Parama Priya Vasudeva Datta Tanhara Kripaya Sejanena Sarva Tattva. Vasudev Datta was most dear to the Lord. By the mercy of Gauranga, Vasudev was a tattvagyani, janena sarva tattva. He knew all the truths by the mercy of God. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate grim yakripata vapam bande shri gurum dinataram paramananda maravam. Now we'll hear couple of verses to glorify that most exalted devotee, Vasudev Dat. Vasudev Datta ki
Jai.
Jagat Tera Hitakari Vasudeva Dat Sarva Bhute Kripalu Chaitanya Rasemat Gunagrahi Adoshadarashi Sava Prati Ishvare Vaishnave Jata Jogya Ratimati. Vasudev Dutt was the benefactor of the entire world. Jagat Hitakari. Hita means benefit. Hitakarano. Glorify the six Goswamis. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikanipano Sadharma Sanstapiko. Lokanam Hitakarano Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanyakaro. Lokanam Hitakarano. Hitakarano Hitakari. Hitakarano Hitakari. Karana, kara, do. Loka nam hitakarano chivane. Radha Krishna padaravinda vajana nandena mataliko. Matali, ali, ali. Ali means bees, like mata ali. Means maddened bees. Their minds are like maddened bees. Radha Krishna padaravinda. The minds of the six Goswamis are like mad, mata ali, maddened bees, running to those lotus feet of Radha Krishna to drink the sweet nectar of their lotus feet. Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Mataliko. So who is this? Vasudev Dutt. He wanted to do hita, benefit, welfare, help the entire world. He was compassionate to all living entities. He wanted to take the sins of everyone in the universe on his head. That's what he told when he met Lord Chaitanya. He was intoxicated by the mellows of love for Lord Chaitanya, Sarvabhuta Kripalu. Chaitanya Ras Mata. Gunagrahi, we said it. Vasudev Dutt would only see the good qualities of others. Gunagrahi. Adosha Darashi. He did not see the faults in anyone. He had appropriate love and respect for the Supreme Lord and the devotees. Yata yogya ratimati. So he had great attachment, ratimati. His mind and heart were intensely attached, loving feelings and affectionate feelings for Ishvara Bhagavan and all the Vaishnavas. Vasudeva datta deki Sri Gora Sundar Kule kari kandite lagila bahutar. When Sri Gora Sundar saw Vasudeva datta, he embraced him and cried profusely. Kandite bahutar. Vasudeva datta dari prabhura charan Uchai swari lagilena karite krandan. Vasudev Datta grabbed Gauranga's lotus feet and began to cry loudly. Oh, Gaur, Gaur, Gaur. Vasudev kandite ke achi hena jan shuksha kashta pashanadi karaye krandan. Who would not be affected by the crying of Vasudev as he clutched the lotus feet of the Lord to his heart? Even hard-hearted persons whose hearts are like stone or wood, even they started crying when they heard the pathetic crying of Vasudev Datta. Vasudeva Dattera Jateka Guna Simha Vasudeva Datta Vahi Nahika Upama. Vasudev Datta had incomparable qualities, guna simha, such wonderful qualities he could only be compared to himself. Hena se prabhura priti datera vishai prabhu balayami vasudevera nishchai. Gauranga had such love for Vasudev Datta that he would say, I certainly belong to Vasudeva. Ami Vasudevera Nishchoy. I am fixed Nishcha. I am fixed. I am totally established in the heart of Vasudev Datta. Vasudev Nishchoy, Drita Nishchoy. Apane Shigora Chandra Bhale Bhara Bhar E Sharira Vasudeva Datar Amar. Sri Gaura Sundar would repeatedly declare, E Sharira Vasudev, Datar Amar. Ye Sharira. This body, the Sharira Vasudev, it's mine. The body, my Amara Datar, my body, the body of mine belongs to Vasudev. Saranam Riyam Mayam, Saranam Riyam Tvaham. I am in the hearts of the sadhus, and they are my heart. I don't know anyone else but them. Datta ama jata beche tataya vikaye satya satya ihate anjata kichu nai. Listen, Gauranga said. This Vasudev Datta, he may take me anywhere and sell me wherever he likes. This is a fact. Don't disbelieve my statement. So here Vasudeva is, and Gauranga is surrounded by all his devotees, and they're all chanting the Nam Sankirtan. And one by one, the various devotees, obviously when Gauranga left Shantipur to go to East Bengal, to Kumarahatta, to visit the ancestral home of Srivas Thakur, who was staying there, He did not go alone. He went with a huge entourage. And they all got there in the house of Srivas. He was received there, Panchatattva Srivas Thakur. And he was, then Lord Chaitanya sat in all of his, like the whirl of a lotus flower. And all the devotees sat in all chaturdike, in all directions around Lord Chaitanya, like the beautiful, expanded, symmetrical petals of a lotus flower. And they immediately began kirtan. And then one by one, the local devotees of Kumarahatta, they started to come to visit Purandara, Acharya Purandara, and Vasudev Datta and Shivananda Sen. So there's a whole series of verses of how happy and elated Lord Chaitanya was to see Sivananda Sen. And as it was per the standard of Lord Chaitanya, it was his standard to glorify his devotees and his followers, the Gaura Bhaktas, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It was his regular habit to glorify the devotees so profusely and extensively that it appeared Lord Chaitanya had five mouths. Panchamukh Hanuman, Panchamukh Shiva, Panchamukh Gauranga. Panchamukh. So he so much wanted to glorify. So here he takes, and every opportunity he could find, he would love to glorify the devotees. So here he's glorifying the devotees. So that's the general practice of the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnava Raja Sabha, that they relish hearing the glories of the devotees and speaking the glories of devotees. Someone may meet someone and they say, "Oh, I'm inspired by such and such God brother of yours to progress in Krishna Bhakti, and my faith is developing with him, and someday if Krishna arranges and he accepts me, I would like to take shelter there, Guru Parashraya, and receive diksha from that exalted God brother of yours." So then they mention like this the name of that God brother, then we respond automatically and naturally and willfully and heartfully by glorifying, enunciating various glories of that devotee whom they're taking shelter of to increase that bhakta's attachment and increase his faith and his chosen mentor and spiritual guide. This is the expression of loving sentiments in the Vaishnava Sangha, of the non-envious Paramahamsa Satam. Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for the Paramahamsas, the non-envious. So in this series of verses, Gauranga is speaking beautifully to glorify Vasudeva Dutt. And he goes on for two more verses, and everyone's listening. This is God glorifying Vasudeva Dutt, a resident of East Bengal, modern-day Bangladesh. Everyone is listening with all ears. The spotlight is on Vasudeva Dutt and Gauranga. They're in the center stage, and everyone's in the shadows sitting around in the stage. They're there, and some minor lighting in the background. They're all listening. The main light is on the face of Vasudeva and Gauranga. It's beautiful. Everyone's sitting, posing with their instruments. And a pause in the kirtan while they hear Lord Gauranga's kirtan, Vaishnav Mahima kirtan. They were all chanting the Krishna Mahima, Krishna Kirti. All the devotees surrounding Mahaprabhu are engaged in Harinam Sankirtan, Kirtan, Kirti, glorifying, speaking out, crying out, shouting out, chanting out the glories of Krishna, Hari, Harinam Sankirtan, complete glorification, Kirti, to speak all the different glories of the Lord, His glorious leelas, His glorious rupam, forms, glorious qualities. This is Kirti, Nam Kirti, Rup Kirti, Guna Kirti, Leela Kirti, Sankirtan, this is Sun, complete Kirti. Harinam Sankirtan, sometimes Leela Kirtan, sometimes Rup Kirtan. So they paused so Gauranga could start his own Kirtan. So Gauranga's favorite Kirtan is Vaishnav Kirti, Vaishnav Kirtan. Hari Guru Vaishnav, they are all three parallel tracks of the transcendental train of bhakti. The transcendental train of bhakti runs on three tracks, not like these mundane material trains. Mundane material trains run on two, you call them rails, two rails. In America they say tracks. Two rails. The train of bhakti runs on three rails, teen rail, not monorail, that's for Mayavadis. Monorails is they have these single kind of trains, metros that run on monorails. Teen rail. One rail is Guru Seva, other Hari Seva, Vaishnava Seva and Guru Seva, Hari Guru Vaishnava. Parallel, all going to the same station, all side by side, inseparable. Now this is the Vaishnava Kirti, Vaishnava Kirtan by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He just said that the last two verses he glorifies Vasudeva Dutt. Vasudeva Dattera Avatasa Jaragai Lagijache Tanre Krishna Rakshibe Sadai Satyame Kahi Shuna Vaishnava Mandal Edehi Amara Vasudeva Keval. Listen, everyone. One who is touched by air that is passed over the body of Vasudeva Dutt will always be protected by Krishna. Krishna Raksha Sadai. Krishna Raksha Sadai. If you simply touch the air that is passed over his body and touched his body, when you touch the air that has touched his body, you will be surrounded by the arms of Krishna. You'll be protected in all directions by Krishna. I'm telling you the truth. Listen. Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Mandala, Internet Vaishnava Mandala, listen. This body of mine, Gauranga Gaura Sundar, that you're seeing, it belongs to Vasudeva Keval alone. E Deha Amar, Amar Deha, Vasudeva Keval. And this is an amazing statement. Astonishing. How do we take it? How do we respond to it? All the devotees surrounding Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they heard this extraordinary glorification of Vasudeva Dutt. What did they think? How did they feel? What were the expressions on their faces? What did they do? How did they respond? Vrindavan Das Thakur will tell us. Vasudeva Dattere Prabhura Kripa Shuni Anande Vaishnava Gana Kari Hari Dwani Hari Dwani Hari Dwani Prem Dwani Hari Dwani. When the Vaishnava Mandala heard Gauranga's Kripa Shuni merciful statements about Vasudeva Dutt, they joyfully, blissfully chanted the names of Hari, 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 Bhakta Bhaite Gora Sundar Se Jane, Jena Kare Bhakta Tena Karena Apane. Gaura Sundar, he knows how to increase the glories of the devotees. Bhakta Bhade, Bhada. Bhakta Bhada, Gaura Sundar Se Jane. As devotees glorify the Lord glorifies the devotees. As the devotees love the Lord loves the devotees. As the devotees serve the Lord serves the devotees. As the devotees forget God, God forgets the devotee. Sarvasya chaham virisane vishto matak smiter gyanam apohanam cha vedashchar saverham eva vedyo vedanta krid vedadid eva chaham. From me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. So don't take that quality from Krishna. Krishna, you want to give me forgetfulness of you? No, thanks. I want to remember you always, Ante Narayana Smriti, always and forever, especially at the time of death. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam, tyajit yanti kalevaram. Tam tam evati konteya sadatat bhava bhavita. He matarangi prabhu shri gora sundar kattadine rahilena shiva saraghar. In this way, Sri Gaura Sundar joyfully stayed a few days in Kumarahatta at the house of Shivas. Shivasramai dui bhai gunagai. Vivalahai nache vaikuntharai. Shivas Pandit and his brother Ramai glorified Gauranga's qualities, and Gauranga became overwhelmed with ecstasy as he danced. Chaitanjarati priya Shivasaramai duite Chaitanyara deha dvida kichunai. Shivas and Ramai were the most dear devotees of the Lord Chaitanya. They were as good as the Lord's body. Sankirtana Bhagavata Patta Vyavahare Virushaka Lilaya Ashesha Prakare Janma Yena Prabhura Santosha Srinivas Janra Grihe Prabhura Sarvadya Parakash. Srinivas, which means Srivas, pleased Gauranga in various ways by performing Sankirtan, reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Pat, and displaying proper etiquette, vyavahare. Vyavahare is etiquette. Sankirtan, Bhagavat, and Bhagavat Pat, and vyavahare. That's it, in a nutshell. That is perfection of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Harinam Akanda Nam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Bhagavat Pat, and vyavahare. Sarvasanga means vyavahare. How to associate, how to respect the Madhyam Uttam and Kanishta, how to behave, how to deal. This is it. It's theory and practice. The theory is Bhagavat Pat. The practice is Nam Sankirtan, based on proper vyavahar, dealings and behavior with the devotees. Because if one doesn't behave vyavahare, then there's no Sankirtan. Because his Sankirtan will be aparad nam, infested with sarunindo. Because he doesn't know vyavahare. Sankirtan, Bhagavat Pat, vyavahare. Harinam Sankirtan. And then Bhagavat Pat and vyavahare. And this is how he pleased the Lord. And in his house, the Lord, it was in Srivas Thakur's house that Gauranga first revealed his godhood that we discussed already in Madhya Leela. Shatapahara Leela in Bengali, Shata. Prahara is 3.5 hours for 20, it's called the 21 hours of ecstasy. Mahabha Prakash? He displayed all his Vishnu forms and all the different avatars, etc. First time. So next Monday we'll hear about the secret meeting of Srivas and Gauranga. Srivas Thakur, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gupta Milan Leela. Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.